Okay, here's a question for you. How many Venezuelan restaurants are in your town? What about North Korean restaurants or Afghan? Probably not that many, if any. Well, in Pittsburgh, a small takeout restaurant has been working for years to change that, to expand locals' taste buds and their view of the world. It's called Conflict Kitchen, and reporter Ashley Cleek recently checked it out.
It started in 2010. Dawn Waleski and her friend John Rubin were talking politics and food.
We were naming cuisines that Pittsburgh didn't have to offer. And we thought, oh, there's Iranian food or Afghan food, and do people in Pittsburgh even know the difference between the two? And we realized we were naming cuisines from countries with which the U.S. government is in conflict, and that's pretty much how Conflict Kitchen was born.
The idea was simple. Maybe there was a way to introduce, through street food, some empathy for countries Americans have probably never visited and cultures that make some people anxious. At the time, in 2010, U.S. concern over Iran's nuclear program was high. So the first version of Conflict Kitchen was Iranian.
We served Iranian kubadeh. Kubadeh means ground, so it was a ground meat that we made into a sandwich. We called it an Iranian hamburger for the average Pittsburgher that had never had Iranian food.
After that, the project exploded. 6 years in, they've hosted food from North Korea, Afghanistan, Venezuela. Conflict Kitchen's not a full restaurant. Rather, a small kiosk in a big plaza here. And the current menu? Haudenosaunee food from the Iroquois Confederacy. It's a historical conflict with ties to today. For example, some Haudenosaunee would like to be able to use their native passports, but the U.S. won't recognize them. Around noon, dozens of customers scan the menu of juniper-braised venison and quail with a side of cornbread or succotash. For Blaine Siegel, Conflict Kitchen's director of outreach, this crowd is an opportunity for some guerrilla education. In the form of a trivia show.
Now, how many federalized, recognized nations are there within the entirety of the United States? And for this, we get a little chaotic. So someone just throw out a number, and we're going to keep going until we get it.
Blaine frantically writes numbers on a big white paper. People call out guesses.
Higher than 15. 32. Higher than 32. 52. Higher than 62.
And while the idea of serving food from countries all over the world doesn't sound controversial, Conflict Kitchen has faced opposition.
I think the version that we did that received the most organized efforts against it was our Palestinian version.
That's John Rubin, one of the co-founders. He expected some grumbling when they started selling Palestinian food, but the vitriol took him by surprise.
We received a death threat that we had to close the restaurant for a week, and it was really quite sad, especially for our local Palestinian community to see that their food, their culture, and their stories were being challenged as hate speech.
Customers, however, ate up the Palestinian version. Literally. It was one of their most popular themes. Rubin takes heart in all this, knowing that he might get more people talking about what's going on in the world.
We had a student who said we're like the Daily Show for him. Like, we're the place where he learned everything he knew about Venezuela. They're curious about something, and they think we'll provide a different entry point to knowing about that culture or that country than they might find elsewhere. And I think in a small way, we're expanding the level of knowledge within our community.
Higher than 300. 1,000. Lower than 1,000. Good jump, though.
That's definitely happening in line. People keep guessing, closer and closer, just how many federally recognized nations are inside the United States. The answer? 566 federally recognized tribes. Later, I overhear a group of guys talking about why that number is so high while scarfing down some quail. For The World, Ashley Cleek, Pittsburgh.